Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on Fleet News with Murph. Today on the show, we have brand new music from Brittany Spencer, Alexis Taylor, and Brittany Kellogg. And we may actually have a special guest joining us in a few minutes, but we'll also be talking about our interviews with Brittany Kellogg and Alexis over the years. This is going to be fun. As usual, before we start the show today, let's take you back to last week and tell you where we left things off. At number 3 last week, we had the new one from Amy Jo, A Mississippi Flood. And coming in at number 2 last week was Elle Mears with her brand new one, What If I. And the number 1 single last week was a viral sensation, Lauren Weintraub, with her brand new one, She's Mine. And while we wait for Alexis to call in, let's just go ahead and get this party started, shall we? Coming in this week at number 3 is a brand new single from Brittany Kellogg. This is Keep You in the Dark on Indie Country Radio. And I'll tell you guys a little bit more about Brittany after we hear the single. Here we go.
Thank you.
And coming in this weekend, number three, that was Brittany Kellogg with her brand new single, Keep You in the Dark. Let me tell you guys a little bit about Brittany. Brittany Kellogg was 3 years old when she started singing and has never stopped. Her impressive career, career began at local fairs and talent shows, anything that gave her the chance to perform. If it had a stage and a microphone, she was there. Her love of country music started at her first concert, where she had the opportunity to see Johnny Cash and June Carter Cash. Brittany knew that she had found her chosen career. Every day since then has brought her one step closer to her dream. Today, you'll find Brittany sharing stage with the likes of Blake Shelton, Chris Young, Lee Bryce, Little Big Town, Martin McBride, and Eric Paisley. She has a large fan base with a local and worldwide following. More recently, Brittany has been focusing on writing and performing her original music and covers with her band. It's a deeply personal project, one that allows her to truly showcase her rich, edgy vocal stylings. She's also working to create her first EP while scheduling tour dates across the Pacific Northwest and beyond. Brittany's goal is to create a sound that people can relate to their own personal stories and to inspire others to pursue their dreams. She's a driven, passionate artist with so much creativity and a love for her craft. And again, that was Brittany Kellogg with her brand new single, Keep You in the Dark. I remember when we had Brittany on the show, I think it's been, I will check on that. Hold on 1 second, I'll check. At least I think we've had Brittany on the show before. I'm pretty sure I remember it. Like I said, a lot of these interviews tend to run together after doing this for so long. And y'all know I've been at this for many, many years. But I'll look that up. Yeah, we had a Brittany on the show almost exactly 2 years ago now. February 26th, 2019. When the world was still fairly the world, if that makes any sense to you. I believe we should probably have our special guest host calling in any second now. I just messaged her and reminded her. So I'm hoping that, and just as I say that, let's welcome the lovely Miss Alexis Taylor to the show. Hey, Alexis, how are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I appreciate you doing this today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate you.
Absolutely. So, it's been a while since we've actually spoke. What have you been up to?
Not a whole lot, just in the studio recording and, you know, trying to write as much as I can, trying to keep busy. What about you?
The show keeps me pretty busy almost all the time. This is like a 24-hour job almost. So, beyond that, and just trying to keep indoors as much as humanly possible. I'm doing pretty good, you know.
Good to hear. I'm glad.
I did want to talk to you about speaking of your career and stuff. You've got a show coming up tomorrow. Pretty close to where I live.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I've been trying to do as much booking and trying to do as much playing out as I can, even with everything else kind of going on. So it'll be good to get back out on the road and play some shows and play in some new cities that I haven't gotten a chance to play in before.
Now you've played in West Tennessee, where I'm from, quite a bit over the years, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, I mainly play when I'm over West Tennessee, like Memphis area. But yeah, it's always a great time, and it's beautiful there. I love it.
And I remember when I saw that show on your schedule, I'm like, that's literally in the next county over from me. So I'm like, if it wasn't for COVID, I'd be there 1,000% if it wasn't for COVID.
Yeah, I know. I know it's tough to be able to go out and do so safely. So maybe when COVID's all over and done with, and I have a show there, I mean, you're more than welcome to come out. I'd love to see you.
Oh, absolutely. I'm 100% there. And I tell people this all the time. As soon as COVID, as soon as we get the all clear to actually come out of our houses and go places again, you will have to physically drag me out of Nashville. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah, it'll be good. I think when things start to open up again, we'll have lots more people come in here, and you know, tourism's going to be back in full force, and I think it's going to be really great having live music back and everyone being able to support it again, for sure.
Absolutely. So are you ready for a little music?
Yeah, I am.
All right, folks, coming in this week at number two is an artist that was recently named one of CMT's Next Women of Country for 2021. And believe it or not, Alexis, I actually predicted this girl would be a CMT Next Woman of Country. I actually predicted it, along with a few other people. But this is Brittany Spencer with her a single, Compassion, coming this week at number two. On Indie Country Radio. Here we go.
If a half-empty stomach makes you hangry, imagine life for people on the street. If a neighbor's unseamed yard can drive you crazy, imagine seeing bombs break through their concrete. Image is something God. Thank you.
This week at number two, that was Brittany Spencer with Compassion. What did you think of that song, Alexis?
It's a beautiful song. I've never heard it before. I love it.
And if you remember, I was talking earlier about how Brittany was part of the 2021 CMT Next Woman in Country class. Joining Brittany, we had Ashlyn Kraft, Priscilla Block, Raina Roberts, Hannah Dasher, Mackenzie Porter, Harper Gray, Sasha, Chapel Hart, and a fellow Canadian, Alexis, Tennille Arts.
Such a great list of so many amazing up and coming country musicians. It's great.
And speaking of Tennille Arts, she is just absolutely one of the sweetest people I have ever come in contact with. We had her here on the show about probably 3 or 4 months after she signed her record deal with Reviver, and this happens all the time. Every time I see one of my artist friends on CMT, one of their videos or an interview, it's always a very, very surreal feeling. So the first time I saw Tennille on there, I about had a heart attack, I'm going to be honest with you.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm sure it was awesome getting to chat with her and getting to talk.
It was just, it was so great, and I don't know if I've told you this before, but I've been to Canada 3 times in my life. I was in Vancouver for a night. I went to Niagara Falls, and I was in Toronto. And seriously, Canada is like one of my, well, I've never been out of the country except for those 3 times, so I don't, I've never done any extensive traveling, but Canada is like one of my absolute favorite countries in this world. The people are just, they treat you like family up there.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place. I mean, I was lucky enough to be born there and grew up there. And yeah, it's got, I mean, so many different places, Vancouver, Banff, Alberta, just like so many different places you can go that are absolutely stunning.
And I've seen pictures of it, and I still want to take a trip to Banff. That looks just absolutely mind-blowingly gorgeous.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite places that I've been in Canada so far.
If I ever plan that trip, I'll have to hit you up for tips and places to see. If I ever plan that trip, I'll keep you in mind.
Yeah, let me know.
Awesome. So, that brings us to none other than the number one song in the countdown, which is your new single, Alexis. This is a getaway. Now, before we play it, talk a little bit about it. Was it a co-write? Was it, did you write it by yourself? Was it pitched to you or how did the song come about?
I wrote it by myself. I was stuck in Canada during COVID and was quarantined up there with my family. And we usually go on a trip every year. And we usually go to like Mexico or Dominican, and we have like a little vacation to escape the like 6 months of winter that occurs where I'm from. So anyway, because of COVID, we weren't really able to do anything or go anywhere. And so I had the idea for the song Getaway, and I just kind of came up with it considering I just realized one day, you know, maybe it's not about the place that we're going to or the places that we've been and whatnot. It's about the people that you surround yourself with and the people that really make the vacation and make it seem like you're escaping reality, even if you're not on the beach. So that was kind of my thought process behind it, placing the importance of the people in your life, regardless of where you are, and being able to appreciate them.
Awesome. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna toss it to you and let you intro it.
Yeah.
Go ahead and introduce introduce your single on the countdown.
Okay. Well, hi everyone. My name's Alexis Taylor, and this is my brand new single, Getaway.
All right, folks. Here we go. This is Getaway coming in this week at number one on Indie Country Radio.
Thank you.
coming in this weekend. Number one, that was Alexis Taylor with her brand new single "Getaway." That might be my brand new favorite summer jam.
Aw, thank you.
It was so freaking catchy. I mean, it's a great song.
Thank you.
So before we let you go, I know we talked about your show tomorrow, which you're just gonna absolutely crush, by the way. And I know you're just coming off the success of this single, but what's coming up next for you?
Well, I've been in the studio trying to work on some more music and ultimately trying to come up with my very first EP. I'm planning on releasing that in the spring, so I'm super excited about that. And just trying to write as much as I can and make music as much as I can and just keep on working.
Awesome. And I cannot wait for that EP. And I cannot wait for a full-length album from you. That's going to be epic.
Yeah, I think it'll be it's been a long time coming. So it'll be one thing that I'm really going to be looking forward to is showing it to everyone and releasing it.
Absolutely. And I'm one of those weird birds. There's not many of us left. Enjoys nothing more than listening to a full project top to bottom.
Yeah, that's definitely something that, you know, with the digital age, you don't always get that hard copy of a CD in your hand and you don't necessarily get a chance to listen from top to bottom of an album anymore, especially because so many people aren't even putting out albums. So,
right.
So yeah, I'm really looking forward to sharing it with everyone and kind of giving people more of a sense of who I am as a musician in the EP album.
Absolutely, and like you said, the industry now is so singles based,
but
as I said, I'm one of those people that. I'm such a music fan and such a music nerd that I'm really curious to see what a entire project brings to the table on its own.
Yeah, that's definitely something that, you know, is a big thing is being able to discover every aspect of someone's music through their songwriting, through their artistry and all that. So, yeah, I think you'll like it.
I cannot wait for it. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to let you go and let you get back to your evening. But thank you for stopping by today and co-hosting this with me.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I really appreciate you, and I appreciate all that you do. So thank you again for having me on the show, and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Absolutely. But we need to set up another full interview. It's been way too long.
Definitely need to do that.
Awesome. I'll be in touch on that, and I'll talk to you later, okay, Alexis?
All right. Take care. Thanks again.
All right. Bye. Well, hope you guys enjoyed this week's Indie Country Radio. I so enjoy talking to Alexis. She's one of the absolute sweetest people ever. But this coming Tuesday at 4:30 Central, welcome back to the show, our lovely friend Jimmy Tolman. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Indie Country Radio on Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.